who daily bears our burdens. Now, I began to explain a couple of things in the morning. That God blesses people. And when God wants to bless you, he will give you the privilege or the opportunity to serve. In all scripture, everyone that God ever lifted up were people who at one time or the other were in distress themselves. The Bible tells us that there was a woman that was going through a situation of death. What do I mean by a situation of death? In the days of famine in Israel, where the prophet was, there was a prophet of God called Prophet Elijah. And the Bible tells us that this prophet had no other option than to proclaim famine as he has heard from the word of the Lord. He had to proclaim famine or famine. Then it turned out that he himself needed supernatural intervention during the famine season. And the Lord actually did intervene. But there was a woman that was planning to die. All the woman wanted was to eat the last meal and pray to God to die first so that she will not witness the death of her son. Then the Bible said that the Lord spoke to Prophet Elijah. Ah, my God. Something is about to change in the life of someone that is listening to me now. I said something is about to shift in the life of someone listening to me right now. If you can catch what I want to teach tonight, something is about to shift. Satendo sikla prakata gradeska paratas. Zeleketuria de kure veskiba rontelis. Barate ke sekete le prote kete pronte kete lekete. Ragadiba devele do roi de chambalea jabasta. Talking tongues. Makindo Christo barasa storia de brusco paratas. La sekete prote keske valatas. Makote. Ma. Zadeba leva saidaba. Masozozo vredekete vredekeske berete. Shabaja mataria de barasa. Malika skopra dekeske porotozuvi. Lekerua de shagarata. Zaimana taidabakata. Amen. Listen to me. The Bible tells us that God does not change. And why do I believe it? I believe it with the whole of my heart because I know that spirits don't change. Even the devil does not change. The devil is the same yesterday, today, and for as long as he will be. The Bible says, for he was a murderer from the beginning. Today, he's still a murderer. If Christ tarries, he will still remain a murderer. Spirits don't change. Whatever God did yesterday, he is doing today, and he will continue to do tomorrow. So the Bible tells us
that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if you want to change your life, you better change it. Because God gives everyone privilege to change their life by giving them access to the same resources, so that you cannot call him a partial God. For example, God will ensure that the message of salvation gets to everyone in the world. So by any means, so that you cannot say he is partial. God will give every man access to 24 hours. No matter how base you are, God will create opportunities for you to be lifted, so that you cannot blame him. First Kings chapter number 17, verse 13. During this particular famine, look at what happened. How happened? The Bible said, Elijah said to this woman, let me read from certain verses before then so you can catch what actually happened there. What happened in 1 Kings is still happening today, only to those that believe. Don't forget, I said, only to those that believe. Now, I'm going to start from verse 7 or verse 8. And the word of the Lord came unto Elijah, saying, arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. Please, I want to ask you a question. Pay attention to what I want to tell you. If after what I want to tell you, I'm not saying you only fear God. You don't become afraid of God. Naturally, we should avoid you. You should be avoided. Are you all still there? You should be avoided. Anyone that understands what I'm about to say. And naturally, you don't just have some level of reverence and godly piety and fear for God. You should be avoided. The widow that God was speaking about here, that he has commanded to sustain a prophet. Did God actually speak to the hair of the woman? Was the woman aware? No. Because the Bible did not give us a record. In fact, if the woman was aware, the woman wouldn't have seen Elijah. I can't read the whole thing. Go and read it by yourself and say, I don't have anything. Because the woman would have said, oh, finally, the person that the Lord was speaking about has finally shown up. Let me tell you, most of the opportunities that show up in your life, God already orchestrated it for your lifting. But you are not aware. Number two, if God wants to command someone to sustain a prophet, why should it be someone that does not have anything? And why should it be someone that was planning to die? Should that not tell you that while that woman was planning to die, God was looking for how to save that woman? Let me show you something from the book of Luke, so that you don't think that the appearing of Elijah in the life of the woman was coincident. Luke 4, verse 26. Yet Elijah was not sent to any of them, but to a widow in Zarephath, in the region of Sidon. Let me explain to you from verse 25 so that you can catch a clearer picture of what was going on. I assure you that there were many widows in Israel in Elijah's time. When the sky was shut for 3.5 years, there was a severe famine throughout the land. Yet Elijah was sent to none of them, but to a widow in Zarephath, in the region of Sidon. What makes the widow of Zarephath different? The widow wanted to die. God is a God that listens to the cry of the distressed. But when the Lord listens to the cry of the distressed, it's left for the distressed to know that this is the answer to my challenge. The widow wanted to die. So God tells Elijah. Now, look at what God told Elijah. God told Elijah, when you get to this woman, I have commanded her to sustain you. So the picture that Elijah had was a picture of someone that had food stored in her house. That was the picture that God gave Elijah. Now, Elijah gets there. Pay attention. Elijah gets to this place and meets a woman that the only thing that this woman had was a food enough for her to eat and die. Guess what Elijah said? You read further in 1 Kings. The Bible said, let's read from verse 12. 1 Kings 17, verse 12. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but an handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, now the Bible said, Elijah smiled. Another version. I'm trying to catch that version that I used earlier. Amen. Are we live? Even on Mixlr. So you have not been live on Mixlr. Congratulations to you. So the Bible said, Elijah smiled and said, prepare my own. How do you explain this? What is the explanation for this? Someone had little and wanted to eat and die. Then God said, the necessary person to send a prophet to is someone that adds something little to eat and die. Now, the summary of what I want to share with you is that when God wants to uplift a person, he will show the person an opportunity to give. Now, God has not changed. Just like he did yesterday, he's still like that today, and he will remain like that forever. Every lifting that God is going to do in your life, at every point, at every stage, will come by showing you opportunity to give something. I want to give you an insight. By repeating what I said earlier. He said it was the Lord that sent Elijah to a widow that wanted to eat the little that she had and to die. Why can't God look for someone that has something more? Why that woman? Why? Oh, glory to God. I've been thinking about it all day. Lord, were there not people who had plenty of food that you could send prophet Elijah to? Then it can only mean there is only one sense in all of this. That when God gives you the opportunity to give to people, especially people that he sent into your life, it is for your own good. There is something, there is a place where you are suffering. There is a situation where you are suffering, and God needs the words of blessing to turn that situation around. The Bible said after this woman did this, let's complete the reading. Verse 13, and Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me therefore a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days, and the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which is spake by Elijah. Now, every time God wants to change your life, he gives you an opportunity to see a need to give into. And it's in this place, it was not money that the Lord used to change this woman's life. It was her food. I'll never forget one experience that baffled me, and I did not want to share it with you. But I just felt I should share it with you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let me share it with you. This year was a very spiritual, has been a very spiritual one for me. My ears are always spiritual, but this one is highly sensitive. In the month of January, we had just finished the International School of Supernatural Ministry. We spent a lot of money. And immediately after that, we had some other things to do. We had some other things to do in our ministry that was going to cost us some tens of millions. Some tens of millions. And you see, as a leader, I'm never disturbed because I know God's word. But I, you know, sometimes you've got to rack your brain. I wanted to see how the Lord, probably there will be anything that the Lord would want me to do about this thing. But I know that our needs was definitely going to be met. The Lord wasn't leading me to talk to our churches because I know we are a blessed church. And I needed that money to come in before the 30th of January, because it was going to be a minimum on our own part of about just 10 million, which is not much, but we didn't have it at that time because we had just finished ISSN and we had many other things to do. As I was driving towards the Lekki gate one day, under this hot, scorching sun, I have a habit of minding my business wherever I'm going. But this one, I could not take my eyes off it. I saw a little girl and her mom seated and they were begging. Uncontrollably in my car, and I began to cry. Not because I felt like crying, but I was just moved. That why will a girl like this? This girl should be about 3 or 4 years old. What has this girl done to warrant this kind of suffering? Who actually impregnated this woman? I felt like saying, may God punish that person. That was where I was feeling. And I've always lived, even before there was cashless policy. Those of you that know, you know. I've been living cashless, even before cashless policy. I hardly owed cash for any situation. And so the Spirit of God, I just got in these soft drinks, a couple of them in my car. They were very cold. And my intention was to sip on them as I drive. So all I needed to do was just to drive forward, get money. and just support that family and look for what I can do. But I don't want to, if we don't have a system that takes care of these people, I don't want to truly get involved in some things again. I don't believe in eat and run way of taking care of people. If you want to do it and do it systematically. So I was looking for the nearest place to turn and get POS people to give me about probably 4,000 or 5,000. And the Spirit of God said to me in a very, very, you can easily, a voice that you can easily ignore. I don't need you to give that girl money. This is your soft drink. Go give it to her. So I took it. And I gave to this young girl. And I zoomed up. Before the traffic light would change, I didn't know that a girl like that could speak fluently because she looks very young. And she said, God bless you. Well, because of the compassion and the care and the love towards her, I said, amen. And I drove up. Brothers and sisters, we've done more than that figure and we've done the project easily. But I remember that from that day, everything that I needed to do that concerns that particular project was opening up of its own accord. God will open your eyes to see a need, not because he needs, he cannot do that thing without you, because he wants to change your life. And so I drove back today to let you know that I understand how the things of the Spirit work. I drove back to that same lucky gate. And I began to look for that situation. I wanted to see if it was consistent in that area. Then I made a prayer. I said, Lord, if you give us this kind of figure, this kind of kids will not be on the road. I'm telling you, he has given it to us. You will see when we open up this facility. It's going to be very massive. I know how to prosper. Do you know how to prosper? That every problem that God opened your eyes to see, is not everybody that saw it. Your own eyes was open to see because God wants to change your life, not because he cannot use other people to change it. I am telling you, we all can be looking at the same problem and we don't see it. But the one that is, or our eyes is open to see it, is the one that the Lord is sending his word to at that moment to change his life. He says, were there not many widows in Israel? But Elijah was not sent to any one of them, but to the widow of Sarepta. That was the one that God was changing her life at that moment. Every challenge, every problem that God opens your eyes to see is a way of God lifting you to the next level. How did God move us to start doing GPS? I saw that we cannot wait to say we want to get some people into church. I just felt not everyone is being pastored wholeheartedly, correctly. Why not we bring this pastoral thing to them in their house? So the first intention of GPS those days was bringing church to you. God opened my eyes to see. Any problem, any challenge in your community, in your family, in your society, in the house of God, in the life of the children of God, in the life of the prophet of God, that God opens your eyes to see, is not because he cannot do it without you. It's because there is a problem in your own life too. There's a challenge in your own life too. That is looking for a word, a opportunity, or an opportunity. A sentence, a phrase, just an opportunity of the Spirit to change that situation. So God opens our eyes to see challenges that we can do something about because he wants to help our lives. Your prosperity is very close to you as your response to the challenges that God opens your eyes to see. Many years ago, I saw the challenge in a mega church. I saw the complaints. I saw a group of people. They were almost in millions in the mega church, that the food was coming from the pastor, but it wasn't getting to the bag very well. I saw a need to take care of those people. I said, let's build compact churches everywhere where the influence of the pastor will be strong. The Lord opened my eyes to see that problem. Today, we're building churches of 200 from city to city, nation to nation. My eyes was open to see. Now, there are many other people who are looking at the same thing, but they are not seeing the same thing. But what God opens your eyes to see is God's opportunity also to change your own life. Glory to God. And so, I want to ask you a question. What has God opened your eyes to see now? Because God does not open people's eyes to see a problem that he will not give them grace to solve. I remember many years ago, my mom, when I call my mom, she's always complaining about one friend or one person that is sick or the, and it was paining me. God was making that thing pain me because he wanted me to study about healing. I have not yet attained, but I have left where I used to be. If our ministry has not healed anybody, at least permanently we can count at least, I mean the word at least 1,000. At least 1,000. That the Lord has used our ministry to bring healing and wholeness to. That is at least. Are you following what I'm saying, somebody? Anytime God wants to change the story of a people, he himself will open their eyes to see a problem or a challenge that they can be a part of, that they can solve. So the question is, as I'm speaking, what have you seen that you can solve? What is that thing that is beyond your personal profit? Because when the Lord opened the eyes of the widow of Zarephath to answer to the request or to the desire of Elijah, there was no way she was going to benefit from it. When I was crying in my room some decades ago about the sickness of people, was it because I was sick? No. But as I see them sick, I break down. I said, well, can't you do something? It can't just be a solution. Must life be this difficult? You may not know it. Every believer can heal the sick, but Pastor Lois has a special anointing to heal the sick. If you want to find out, be at EMHS. There is a difference between when I'm functioning under my believer's authority and when I'm functioning under that anointing. And I know when that anointing starts. I know. The moment it starts, it's beyond me. It doesn't, if I ever pray for anybody under that influence, it doesn't matter whether instantly or later they will be healed and they will be made whole. But it came from there was a compassion. There were days of not eating just because somebody that I don't even know, I heard the person got sick and died. I just lose appetite. Every problem that God opens your eyes to see, to the extent that it brings concern to you, is God wanting to change your life. Do you know how many nations our ministry has entered just because of this thing called this miracle working anointing? I never asked for it. But the Lord opened my eyes to see a genuine need that needs to be filled. What's that thing that is genuine? That thing that God has opened your eyes to see, that grips your heart, is God wanting to change your life from the level of just having just mere going by in life to a place where you become a tap of supply to your generation. So right now, it's time to pray. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. Lord, open my eyes. That is all you are praying tonight. Open my eyes to see. To see. Karatebi. Open my eyes. If you need to beg God, beg. Please open my eyes. Sada barata kabiadi. Veletuski brantosko manakataria dakai. Jebodele masika baratas kabaratas. Ade dodolika sailo baratas. Jashagaro de keriades givalanta. Rude seperudis. Every challenge, every pain that God opens your eyes to see, and every need he helps you to meet is beyond the desire to meet that need. It is because he intends to open up your a new chapter for you. Open my eyes to see correctly. Selfishness will not destroy or limit me any longer. Lasada bayana maskibara. Verenemento zoom digi digi diya de bayata. Open my eyes to see. Tabong le blando song telegruada baidata. Conja jira satiglo bregedes, le roto segredekeske baratas, la taido maratelia, banda ligamba liga barataska, jebredekete bregedelegedo brigadaska balantas, libron sonto congras kashka baratabiastaba, aperu tekeroska frapadila, le roto saido bamanata kalandias, le godego de protocos combradigas kabayas. Open my eyes to see. Sadekete legoriaba. Jashagaru. Renete korovas. Listen. Sometimes bad. I'm just trying to tell you that this thing is a principle that God uses to drive you into supply. One man sat in front of me at a place, they call it the place Civic Center, and was struggling with his laptop. He was doing something, but I saw some HTML line and what he was doing. And I saw this man. So he was trying, but from my knowledge of computing, I know that whatsoever this man was trying to do is a web page that he was trying to update. But the thing just kept rebouncing the man backwards, backwards, backwards. I wasn't one that developed it. There's a particular great developer in Nigeria. They call him with the Heidi Morpheus. I think he's still the best. When it comes to web development. So if he develops a website with a popular content management system and he doesn't want you to know, you will not know, because he will customize everything and make it as though he wrote everything from scratch. And so this was the person that did that particular site for them. But he was not in the country. I think he was in India at that time. I got to know later. So here I was. I could as well just mind my business. But the Lord opened my eyes to see that man struggling. That man was struggling with it. So I moved to him and I said, sir, can I help you? Why was I the one sitting behind him? And why was I the one seeing him struggle with that thing? That's when God wants to change your life. He will open you to the struggles of people around you. If you are selfish, all you want to do in your life is just make money, have money, feed your family, grow old and die. That's what will happen. But if you are going to become beyond, you are going to become a blessing to a generation and beyond your generation, Learn to pay attention to the problems that God opens your eyes only to see. And so I said, can I help you, sir? I am a computer science graduate and I know about web development. He said, hey, God bless you. Is this thing that this picture I want to upload on the website of so and so Mona? So I took it in like 5 minutes, I was done. Many years after I relocated to Lagos, and he gave me his contact that time. And I was needing an office to start my business that time. And all the places I went to, they were giving me 4 million, 3 million for rent. Where are we going to get it? We just start up. And so I called him. I said, I just wanted to greet you. He said, I've been looking for you. Where are you? I said, I'm in Lagos. He said, now, this address, come there now. I got there. He said, see, I'm on my way to the United States of America, so I cannot talk to you. Talk to one of my staff. They will tell you the problem I'm having with my business website. So I sat there and I saw, I said, sir, but I will need 3 days to solve it. He said, okay, when you are done, they will come to your office to see you. I said, I don't have an office. He said, okay, just tell them to give you a space to work. He went to America, came back. I sent the link to him while he was there. Then he called me and said, you don't have an office? He said, come here. Would you mind this floor? The office was a duplex. It was already furnished with furniture. It already had AC. It had television. It had furniture. It had reception and came with a receptionist. I said, can you manage this? What do you mean by manage? This one is more than manage. Why did God open my eyes to see that problem that time? Because everything that you need now and in the future, God is busy thinking about it, even when you have not yet thought about it. The house that you will need when you finally relocate to that New Zealand, God may be busy opening your eyes to somebody right now whose grandmother has some kids in New Zealand that you've not even thought that your ministry will expand to, and will be giving you a signal to help that person. Do you know when God is the one opening your eyes to see a specific problem that only you can solve at that moment? Why are others not seeing it? Why am I the one seeing it? One day, we never did that project because of my principle. But that same man looked at me and said, do you know the governor, one governor in Benin? And I said, yes. It's all right. I want to give you a project with him. But my principle says that when I'm serving God and I'm ministering, bring 500 billion, I'll keep doing what I'm doing. My ministry is worth the life of someone. And when they were giving that check for that particular project, I was ministering. And they gave me time. You either get here or we get someone else. You can get someone else. I will stick to my pulpit. When I finish ministering to people, any money that cannot wait for me, and that was my principle, while I'm doing the work of God, should go. We lost that money. But I thank God that I maintain that principle to you today. Glory to God. What exactly is God opening your eyes to see? Any problem that God, don't even do it because you are expecting a feedback. Just do it because God opened your eyes to see that thing. And because God opened your eyes to see it, there is something God is trying to work out just for you. Lift up your hands and thank Him wherever you are. And say these words after me. My eyes are already open. I am sensitive to opportunities that the Father is opening my eyes to see. Needs that is given to me to solve alone, opportunities that has been given to me to transform my nation, my world, the life of people around me. I know He has opened up my doors. The doors of my elevation and prosperity has been opened up. I am confident that nothing can stop that which the Lord has started in my life. I am a blessing to my generation, and I am blessed in all that I lift up my hands to do. Blessed am I when I go out, blessed am I when I come in. The Lord will cause His blessing to come upon me in my storehouses and in all that I set my hand to do. This is the heritage that I have inherited. I see
what he wants me to see. I meet the needs he wants me to meet. My doors of elevation are permanently flung open, and they shall never be shut. Thank him for his word right now. Lora basanta kiba delege sikata. Shode prepes keperete sulia de la gras. Ante rua de karasi kelevia kaba. Bonde de delegete. Eketuria de kurabashtae. Zibrata badala gaskaba. Maribe de via de lekishti balash. Hey, gana magara shai de badi. Every time that elevation is required, there is something the Lord will open your eyes to see. By the Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, apwando, idibiratuaidivilehatas, let the scales fall out of their eyes now. Let their spirit be awakened to the needs that they are meant to solve for people around them, their streets, their city, their government, their nations, in their own world. Let their eyes begin to open now. Engotes, idivirua, ektu parashagwa, jeriendimite pondelegis, be activated into sight in the name of Jesus Christ. Sodobalagabadini. Ligurabashata blakaspia baidabas. So bene gadile kes kumri ningin granda stati. Oh, thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Father. Sebodi. Every man that God lifts, he will open your eyes to help somebody or to do something for someone. This is different from just you wanting to do it as a good person. This one, God is pointing your own attention to it. Take up this responsibility. It is not because he needs you to do it or that he cannot get somebody to do it. It's because he wants to change your own life. How serious you take your action to whatsoever God opens your eyes to see, a need to meet, will determine how the next level opens up to you. So as we pray, I need to educate you. And if I were you, these are special words from the Holy Ghost that I'm giving to you. You will find a way to get those teachings and meditate upon them. Don't stop. Wherever you are, I release you into the atmosphere of what the Spirit of God has started. Go and walk in these blessings in the name of Jesus.